Get ready for transformation as you listen to God's word through His servant. For inquiries, contact the Seed Sowers Ministry on 080-666-27754 or you can email us at the Seed Sowers Ministry 18@gmail.com. Be blessed as you listen.
God's principle of effective management. God's principle of effective management. God's principle of effective management. Listen. Don't miss this. Lord, may the eyes of your understanding, our understanding be enlightened. May this be a revelation that leads to a lifestyle. When it is a lifestyle, then the result is guaranteed. But when it is not a lifestyle, we have wasted it. Lord, grant grace in Jesus' mighty name. God's principle of effective management. I saw that whatever we outlive you is built on the principle of management. Whatever we outlast, outlive a man. Whatever will endure, better put. Whatever will survive, better put, is built on management. And it's not far-fetched from stewardship. Management. Now, since that translation call it administrator, you trustee, an administrator. So, God is, look at this, very passionate for management. And we saw that from, that's where God showed me in my last year December retreat, last year December retreat, when He brought this to me. And it when I shared with my wife, it was a wow, I've never had it like that. I've shared it a little in Kedah, but I trust the Holy Spirit will help me to build into it briefly. Genesis chapter 1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The Bible was silent on heaven because He kept it as mystery, so that we can come to unravel it after rapture. But He gave us something about the earth. The earth was void and empty and darkness upon us. Don't let us go into the theological discussion of why it was so. But the question is, earth was void, no shape, no beauty, nothing. God, who is in charge, now said, let there be light. When He said, let there be light, not light in Himself, is to the earth, to answer the problem. Hope you know, look at this. He said, the earth was what? Void. Take me to Genesis chapter 1, and then see how the Bible puts it. Genesis chapter 1, quickly. Verse 2. Genesis chapter 1, and verse 2. The earth was void, empty. What are the three problems we found on the earth? Void, empty, and darkness. So the earth was void. Let me see King James. Formless. The earth was, this one said the earth was without form, that's formlessness, void, that's empty, and darkness. Those are the three problems. And God decided to tackle the most important, which is what? Darkness. So, you see, that's where I began to find God's principle of management. When you have a problem, a need, look for the most important. That's very key. Don't just do things. Which one is the most important? That's principle of management. The most important. So, you see, the earth was formless, void, darkness. You see, watch this. What makes it the most important? That means when I solve this, it will solve that. Do you understand what I'm saying? When I solve this most important, it will lead the way to solve that one. When there is light, you can see how void something is. You can see how formless something is. But if there is no light, are you following what I'm saying? Okay, are you tired? No, don't be tired. So, and God said, let there be light. And there was light. Now, the Lord brought to me, He said, everything you see me do to the earth is an income. Income. It's a resource that came into the earth. The earth received it as a what? Income. Are you hearing me? Nobody had ever taught me that kind of thing from Genesis 1 before. I had it from the Lord. He said, Let there be light. Where did that light go? It went to heaven or to the earth? Was it for heaven or for the earth? So the earth received it as what? As an income. So he said, let there be light, and there was light. Watch this. God saw the light that it was good, the income. And God divided the income. And God divided the light from the darkness. And if you go on, every other thing God said, let there be, let there be. You will hear he divided. Look at the next one. And God called the light, you see, the light, he divided, he separated, he apportioned, and then he named. That's where the revelation stopped. God said, let there be light, income. God divided, separated, and apportioned the income, and then God called, he labeled it. This light is for this. And the Lord said to me, he said, that was the principle of my effective management. Every income has definition. Separate it onto and then define it. Whew. I've never seen it like that before. That's what upheld. And do you know, after God finished all this, he now made the sun. That's another income. Is that not so? And he made the moon. Is that another income? Oh, you're not asking. Is that another income? He made the sun, he made the moon, he made the this. And the Lord told me, he said, did you see that everything I gave to the earth, everything came from the word? Yes, from my word. But as the word created things, it was an income to the earth. So the Lord said to me, do you notice I established a system? A system. That's why the earth is a system. What is a system? Something that runs by itself. That's why even man, the circulatory system, the digestive system, you understand? So anytime you put in food, the food obeys what? The digestive system. There's no food with the peculiar ability to break that system. Are you hearing what I'm saying? If it's EBA, the system will act on it. So I have observed that whatever you do that has no system or structure, we have no future. You must know to build structure. Structure is system. Whatever you ask, no structure, has no future. You have to structure it. It's important. You have to, God said to me, he said, look, I gave a structure to the sun. Shine in the day. Moon, you, night. It's a structure. And that structure has kept the earth in order. The Lord brought to me, he said, do you discover that when I make man, I made man too with a system that makes it bear itself, reproduce itself. So the earth cannot lack income because the first income that God made is a self-generating income. I'm teaching you principle of finance. I'm telling you the truth. And those are things I'm going to practice. Man has within himself what will make him reproduce himself forever. Do you know that? Do you know that my lineage now can never end? Except I'm barren. Do you understand what I'm saying? Except I'm barren. Now, God spare our life. All things being equal. Do you know that my lineage and my seed can never end? If my children get married, what happens? And then when the ones reproduce, what happens? That's what population, does it reduce or increase? Why? God has put in man a self-generating income. And the Lord said to me, what did I do to plant? What did I do to the things that are planted? Once they produce fruit, in every fruit is a seed that will produce more fruit. In every fruit is a seed. So it was intentional that God saw into the future and he put seed into every tree. Such that when you eat the fruit, you will plant the seed. And the seed will become another tree. So God put a system and went and what? And rested. You don't remember and God rested. It means God structured a system that will always reproduce. And that's the principle of wealth. The earth is full of what? His glory. Are they tapping into the soil for oil? Has it finished? There is a system that reproduces that oil in the ground. It's not that it's just there. There's a system. There is an invisible system that is not known to us. Hope there are things also that are physical but are invisible. We can't see them. Somewhere under the earth crust. We can't see them. It's still invisible. It's a system that produces and keeps producing and keeps producing. That's what we saw about the ground. That's why God said to Adam, I'm going to cause this ground for your sake. It will not yield our strength. You will now have to break it and till it. It means God put something in the ground that makes it yield and continues to yield. He that sows to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. He that sows to his spirit. So even man is like a yielding ground. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I'm teaching you what will change your life because it's now changing my own life. So every income, and the Lord said to me, look at every income that comes to your life. Don't let me go beyond money. Don't let me go beyond money. Because I could bring out quite a number of things and you will see that if you don't learn to define, oh, brother, even people that come into your life, they are what? Income. They came into your life. Your husband is an income. My wife is what?
Income.
Ah, you don't know we practice expenditure too. Don't let me go there. When we get to marriage, I'll teach you the expenditure. Now watch this. Income. Pregnancy, what we see as child, what first going is income. When I now began to say, hey, because everything is income. Now, income defined. Every income must have a what? Definition. What? So watch this. If I'm in your life, who am I to you? You must define me. That's my spiritual father, my discipler. So it will teach you how to manage me. It will teach you how to honor me. Eh? Oh, you are not there. And when you do well with your income, it will always what? Now, when we say that, okay, so are we talking about seeing every man as a business ground for you to gain from them? You know, that's not what we're saying. You must have a corrupt mind to see that. That's not what we're saying. Do you know every partner is like, it's an income? Every blessing of God to your life is a what? Every revelation is a what? They came in. So, anything that comes in must be defined and separated. Defined, separated, defined. Once you define it, leave it as a system. Watch it grow. Now, that's why you see that we are not rigid here. And I have checked all ministries, whether pizzas, whether winners, whether all of them. The principle of a self-generating system is what you call investment. Where you take money into that which what? You know what the principle of planting? That what? So every staff will have an investment, but your investment is not for yourself. Go and take principle and gather. That is because you can't. The day you use, the Lord said to me, the day you use investment for yourself, God's, imagine, who, the source of what you use for the investment is from who? God's people. You now do the investment and consume it upon your own loss. No, you have broken a principle. That investment is to what? Yield more for who? For the Lord. That's why many churches have what? So when they say that, oh, we are so blessed in this ministry, we don't borrow and all of that. It is the wisdom God has given to them to do what? Invest. What's the principle of investment? Plant a seed. It yields fruit. In this fruit is what? Seed that be what? Planted again. Huh? Exactly. Your business will fail, quote unquote, when you spend all your resources. Because your resources are seed and that which can be consumed. So why did we say every missionary will have an investment? Because we know it's God's financial principle. Hope you know tithe is a form of investment. Is that not so? Giving to the kingdom is what? The greatest investment. Then the Lord said to me, oh, you want to go and invest above tithe and kingdom? Because I was so passionate at it. He said, because in your mind, you thought that giving tithe and giving to mission work is a lesser investment that will not yield money. You say you lack. The yield, what tithes and giving to missions will yield far out to waste any investment you put on the service of the earth. The Lord told me that. And I can prove it to be so. It is what you give to the Lord that sustains every other one from decay. Yes. It's what you give to the Lord that sustains every other one from decay. So, and then we said, when can you start investment? After 3 years in ministry. Because some of us have sharp mind. You invest in corn, you invest in Gary, you invest in Gary production, oil production, you invest in all kinds of things. Can they fail? They can really fail. And you see, when you start investing, every investment too, if you don't tie it down to something, you have missed it. If you are a businessman, go and do business. But if you are a missionary, you cannot do business apart from the business of your father. So if you invest for the sake of your father. And see, we are raising a generation that can give 100% to the Lord. I pledge 100% of all investment to the kingdom. When there's no thinking, okay, if we get this investment from this, if I put money in this oil, palm oil production, if I put oil in, there's no plan for what our investment. There's no plan for that. It comes in, it goes to Salem Dot. It comes, it's not, they don't think it. I didn't ask you to do that. But what is obtainable here is all your investment comes back to your ministry account. Statutory is removed. 70% is administered to you and then you give accounting of it. That is how all your investment will be. That's it. Because by the time you are doing investment, your investment can hit 10 million. Where would that 10 million pass through? Ministry account. Statutory is removed. 70% is given to you. Is missions. What are we here for? Missions. So that our heart will know what? Shift. Thank you for that word. Do you know it's easy for the ads to shift? I hate it when the partner pledge and say, I will give you 20,000 by tomorrow. Please, where will your ads be? The 20,000 of tomorrow. That's where your ads will be. That's where your ads will be. When he now doesn't give you tomorrow, what happens to you? Your mind will be any kangaroo in your phone that is a mega offer of MTN. Where will your mind be? 20,000 they say they will give you. So why are we all doing that? Why is all our investment going to be? The money you used to do investment in the first place, which money did you use? Mission. So where should it go back to? It's the source. You should feed back the source. And imagine only you have an investment of 20 million there. Then you give 30% to the ministry and the 70% transfer to you. And then you see what? A steward of it. Now, where are we going to take care of our family from? From that which he gave to us. We are going to take care of our children from that which he gave us to us. But when we do all of that, we have access to them, not ownership mentality. Do you understand what I'm saying? Access, just an access. And this is how you break it down. 5,000 naira was given to me. Tithe, 10%. Offering, 2%. Feeding. Look at the feeding of what is it. And this percentage will change from time to time. Our advice annually. Or 6 months. Don't just change it every week. Look at that. This my budget cannot accommodate and cracker fish. So let's change it from 10% welfare to 15 so that we can start buying that fish. Don't change it like that by your appetite. 6 months changing, 1 year changing. You know what I mean? You have to look at it and be disciplined. Now, for the sake of flexibility, there are that which you cannot touch. You cannot touch tithes. You cannot touch savings. Except the Lord. Do you understand? There are monies you don't touch. Don't touch. Don't ever touch your tithe. Forget statutory. Statutory has been settled down. Yes. I forgot to send statutory. No, there's no I forgot to send statutory. Statutory is already taken care of. So from what you are given, you don't touch your tithe. Don't think it. Don't assume it. Don't ever imagine it. You know that sometimes money will come in, your tithe will be plenty. Has it happened to you before? And to give and say, Lord, this tithe serve is something. Or the money that was sent serve is not enough. You know, imagine you are trusting God for 50,000 and 5,000 came. doesn't even set words on ground. You understand? Like somebody said, when what you have is not enough, turn it to a seed. Because what you have is not enough, just turn the whole thing to a seed. Yes, and let it yield. Do you understand? So, your tithe should never be touched. Your savings should never be touched. Through the help of my wife now, and I deeply appreciate it, we have a savings account. And the savings account, not ministry savings account, we have ministry now savings account. Is that Zenith Bank now we're using for savings account? Yeah, okay, so that is what you are in charge of. Like this morning now, there's nothing. And my mind says, my mind before in 2022 was that, hey, Zenith Bank, I just don't know. All of us will open our mouth. There's nothing. You can't touch savings until what you tie the savings for. Now, what is the savings of the new the CSOAS ministry? For projects, for emergencies and projects. Projects like bus, projects like land, project, emergencies and projects. We want to buy media equipment from our savings. I will soon write a new financial whatever and then give it to Stazipora, and then we all look at it. She will judge, and then she's going to call GCM. She's to speak with GCM people so that they can compare notes. I'm looking for somebody also from Peace House. We could get Capro and compare notes. We have to learn from people who are going ahead of us so that we don't run into the bush. Now, our personal savings, whatever is there, can't be touched. You can't touch it. Heaven and earth will not fall in Jesus' name, but you can't touch it. Except for emergencies. Emergency. Hope it's not an emergency. Give me water. When the person doesn't give me water, and I thought you give me water. Not that kind of emergency that is not obvious and clear. That is an emergency. No. Emergencies and projects. Project for personal reasons? No. Are you planning to have a house in this walk? You plan to build a house? Don't tell me you don't have a plan to do that. You plan to buy land? Yes. For yourself? No. It's not for yourself. But when you die, you will carry the house? No. You build it for the sake of the gospel. You say, oh, sir, are you saying that every house I build should have this Jesus ministry? No. No. It's your name it will have. But there will be no day we say we have a missionary that's coming, say, there are some people that I've seen, it's terrible. You use God's money to build a house. To give God that house becomes a problem. My God, that will never happen to me. You have a house, there's no plan to house the less privileged. You build a house, there's no plan to house the destitute. There's no plan to save disciples. There's no plan to put Muslim combat. What's not the essence of building? That's the only house we will approve in this work, if God says you are still here. You show us the architectural plan. If you like, build 9-story building. Your support carry it. If you like, build on the sea. Your support carry it. And it's your support. Uh-huh. And, when you show us your savings account, because that's okay, where's from my support and what you have your savings? You want to build it on the sea, okay. Once you show us that you want to build a house on the sea, you drop your plan. And the plan shows what you want to use a house for. And you know what we're looking for? Disciples' rooms. Missionaries' visits. Not the missionaries that we visit. The destitute. The Muslim convert. Those of you that have specialized ministry and focus, you show us that. You don't show us. We will cancel it. Nobody here. Because, do you know people? Some people are trekking to give you support. I'm not joking. Some people, do you know what it means for you to, let me ask you a question. 30 people give you 5,000. Do you know that means a lot of resources will be available to you? Huh? But do you know the brother that is giving you 5,000 may still be trusting God for so many things? But because you are a minister, it allows more people to trust you. Are you seeing this thing? So you will now sit down like this with Amala. That brother who gave you 5,000, calculate what he eats. You are not with me. But by the access of the fact that people trust you as a priest, it allowed more money to be available to you. Do you know how you should eat? With fear and trembling. Some people will want to eat, and like, ah, if I use this 3,000, ah, no, let me use it now because I will send to Brobinga. You know, the Lord brought to my heart, and you should be afraid. Be afraid of my children's money. You know, some people, if they drop their fund, you know, some people tied it with a covenant with God. Say, Lord, I just have to give this thing out. We'll have used it for this, but I give this servant of yours. That's what you do yam and egg upon. No, don't get me wrong. If it is yam and egg that's available at that time, do what? With what? Yeah, thank you, Lord, for this. I'm eating it as one that has access. In Jesus' name. And when you are all right, don't just say, is it remaining? You are okay, oh. The Lord is watching this. Is this still remaining? It's okay. Bring it again. Are you not okay? I'm okay, but I just want to eat. No. Let's see what. In case somebody knocks my door, there should be something in the pot to do what? God forbid that there'll be food in our house. And I'm thinking of how I will consume it alone. Did I become like that? I don't want to be in ministry again. I'm telling you, no. Because that money in the first place that I used to buy food, who gave it? God's children. So who should eat out of it? God's children. Should I be the only one consuming it? No. So you see now, bro, Etum, you go to buy a shoe in the market. How do you buy it? Yeah. Don't you see something that they sell for 80,000? You just look, if I buy this shoe for 80,000, what support do I have? Do you have the one of 25? Because you know, as our status also increase, certain things will change. Yes. Yes, that's certain things will change. A time will come, you can't take bike to some places. How does it look like for Pastor Debe to take bike to a meeting? It's not that he can't do it. You know what I'm saying? You saw Pastor Debe on bike. Do you get what I'm saying now? How do you picture Bishop Oyedepo on bike or Keke Napep? That he wants to go and preach in a place. Don't even let us go to those ones. Let's go to some of our elders, Apostle Judas, Selma, David Ibiyomi, Paul Enichi. Does it, though? You understand? You can't take a care. Mm-hmm. So there are levels that you reach. When Karia and me and Bro John Lava took bike, Bro John can't take bike. I said, ah, uncle, it's been long you took bike. He said, it's long ago. I said, we are still taking bike. A time will come. You won't know how to sit on bike. It's a level. There's a level that I argue with my friend on bottled water in school. I said, what do you mean? What do I want to use bottled water for? When pure water is there. And I won't forget the way I was shouting passionately. No, please don't tell me that. Please don't. It's water. Water is water. Because carry bottled water for what? It's the same water. And Brother Leko was telling me, no, it's not like that. There's a level you reach. They can't just give you. There's nothing there. Me, I've never stopped drinking pure water. The day I started taking, but in fact, now, I can't buy pure water. In fact, if I buy pure water, I'll look for what? Bottle. So I now discovered that there's a level. When you reach there, it will be clear. So don't try to attempt any expenses that your level has not reached. Lord strengthen us. Is it clear a little? Let's pray. That the Holy Spirit will help us to be effective managers of every resource. Every money that comes in, what do you think first? Oh, first, your tithe and then ministry. That's how to think. Your tithe and ministry. Because the very reason, please listen to that part, your tithe and ministry. That's why the children of God gave it. They didn't give it so that you can eat. It is when, okay, there is no urgent need of ministry. Please go and get us food stuff. Please go and get us this. Please go and get us that. Don't be too eager to spend from God's money on your own self. No. Don't, You will spend on yourself, but don't be eager. Let your eagerness die to want to spend on yourself. No. Let that eagerness die. I prefer God to send me clothes, send me shoes, send me all I need while I use his money for ministry, for the purpose of the kingdom. Why will I buy a car that will not do ministry? Why will I build a house that will not do ministry? Why did God's children give it? I build a house and call it my mansion. God forbid. The day I do that, let God take ministry away from me. It's for him. I only have access to them. I must never claim ownership. Help me to be an effective manager, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. For your name is high.